Oh, dear.
This is my 846, the Marble Music and Voting Machine.
Yes, and I was talking to Oscar on Friday, and I was talking about my mistake last week. I transposed the cenotaph from the mail. From here I go again. From Whitehall to the mail. And he said to me, that should have generated some phone calls. It's a good way of generating phone calls. If you talk rubbish, normally people ring up and say, you're talking absolute rubbish. But nobody did. So how does everyone think that the cenotaph is in the mail? It's not. It's in Whitehall. 079-05-34-1085. Ring up and tell me about all my mistakes this week. Girl, we're getting near Christmas, aren't we? Now, we're not going to be on next week, I promise you. I know Chris Day seems to think we are, but we're not. We're going to be on next on Boxing Day, after all that chaos, okay? I think Boxing Day's the best day. And on the telly at the moment, there's all these adverts for toys, isn't there? Oh, it's driving me mad. When I was a lad, I was glad to get a bag of marbles for Christmas. Do you know, there were kids in my school, they never even got that. What they used to do, they used to have bogey balls. Yes, they used to roll up their bogeys into balls and play marbles with them. Sounds horrible, doesn't it? It's true, I tell you. Bogey balls. Anyway, I've just been into the record box here, the Daft Records. I haven't heard this one for ages. It could be absolute rubbish. It's some kid who wants to be an astronaut. After that tied into the talk about toys. Maybe it did, maybe it doesn't. I still don't recognise it. Oh!
I am an astronaut.
Oh!
I am an astronaut. Daddy's away and Mum's asleep.
I remember it now.
I am a polar bear. I am a polar bear. I'm in the thing. When nobody else is there. Let the gorilla, he's a real killer, yeah. He's a real con man. Yeah, that's what I am. High up among the stars. High up among the stars. I'm in the super time machine. And I'm on the way to Mars.
Tell you, that was absolute rubbish, mate. Absolute rubbish. Who the hell do you think you are?
Tony Blackbum. Blackbum, Blackbum.
Do you? Yes, Tony Blackbum. Very, very funny. Okay, this internet site of ours, I keep waffling on about it, but I don't give you the address, do I? Enigma, 846 AM. That all has to be one word, and it all has to be in small letters, and then you will... You'll get some daft pictures and some stuff I've written. And I hope Chris is going to write some stuff. It's going to be developing on and on. So over the next few weeks, every time you click on, there might be something new. You never know.
Hello, my darling. When you're feeling sad and blue, and the job's too much for you, this is what you've gotta do. Sing, hello, my darling. Happy days are on their way. This is what you've gotta say. It's a happy day today. Sing, hello, my darling. Wear a grin upon your sleeve, smile and wink your eyes. You will find to your surprise that happiness will multiply. Let it rain or let it shine, everything will turn out fine. The whole darn world is yours and mine. Sing, hello, my darling.
Hello, we're in Spain, man. How's the rain? Still mainly on the plains, is it?
When you're feeling sad and blue, and the job's too much for you, this is what you've got to do.
Sing!
Hello, my darling.
Happy days are on their way. This is what you've got to say.
It's a happy day today.
Hello, my darling.
You look lovely in white.
Wear a smile upon your face, grin and wink your eyes. You will find to your surprise one.
Happiness will multiply.
Hello, Mum and Dad and Ted and Ada and Elton Marie.
Hello,
and
Mum.
My sister, but as you know, I hope you're going to buy one because I've got a small remuneration.
Yeah, mate, why don't you build up and get on with it then?
All right. No need to be flamboyant about it.
Let it rain or let it shine, everything will turn out fine. The whole darn world is yours and mine. Sing hello,
sing hello,
sing hello, sing hello.
Get on with it.
Up with this, I'm going on the other side to have a bath.
Enigma 846, the Marvelous Music Encoding Machine. Enigma 846.
Yeah, that's right. Splish Splash was on the other side. Charlie Drake. My dad went to school with Charlie Drake up there at Elephant Castle. He was a nasty little gingerhead boy in those days, according to my dad. Anyway, yes. 07905341085. Not too much of this rubbish left. Chris Day's coming up in about 5 minutes, I hope. Right, what have I got here? Oh, let's see what this does. Oh, that's not bad. Oh, perhaps it was the wrong track. That's terrible.
Three wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. The Cherokees are chasing me, arrows fly right on by, but I'm singing a happy song. Galloping by.
Joe, this
get back in the wagon, woman. Two wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees are after me. Flaming spears burn my ears, but I'm singing a happy song. Cave, and we can watch those
Cherokees
go galloping by.
Are you sure this is
so late, Rube.
Well, you hush up, you and your map. One wheel on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. Them Cherokees after me, morning flame at the rain, but I'm singing a happy song. I'm singing higgity, haggity, hoggity, high. Pioneers, they never say die. Right around that turn, there's a hidden cave, and we can watch those Cherokees go galloping by. But I know what I'm doing. No wheels on my wagon, so I'm not rolling along. The Cherokees captured me. They look mad, they look bad, but I'm singing a happy song.
Come on, all you Cherokees, sing along with me.
Okay. Now, that mic doesn't sound right. Is this all right? Okay. Now, I want to tell you a little story here. I'm listening to myself in the headphones. It doesn't sound very odd. I hope it's still coming out. This was the thing that I was given. I thought this was quite funny, actually. There's a middle-aged woman has a heart attack and was taken to hospital. And while on the operating table, she had one of these near-death experiences. Yes. Seeing God, she asked, is my time up? And God said, no, you have another 43 years, 12 months, 8 days to live. And upon recovery, the woman decided to stay in hospital and have a facelift because of the good news. And she had liposuction and a tummy tuck. She even had somebody come in and change her hair colour. Since she had so much time to live, she figured she might as well make the most of it. After her last operation, she was released from the hospital, and while crossing the street on her way home, she was killed by an ambulance. Arriving in front of God, she demanded, I thought you said I had another 40 years. Why didn't you pull me out from the path of the ambulance? And God replied,
well, my dear, the trouble was, I didn't recognize you.
Hope you got the punchline okay there. Now, I do listen to other radio stations through the week. I listen to LBC a lot. I admit it. I hate the adverts, but I think it's a good station. Some guy called Ken rang up, and I think it was Ken from Wallington. Was it Ken? Was it you? Anyway, somebody rang up, and it was a Ken from Wallington, and he claimed that the best song in the world, the best song that was ever recorded, was done by The Clash. And it was this one, White Man in Hammersmith. I'm not sure I totally agree with you, Ken, but here you go. Well, if you don't think that's the best best recording of any song ever, don't blame me. Blame Ken from Wallington. If you want to ring up with your nomination, of course I'd love to hear it. 07905341085. This microphone still sounds odd.
Stop mucking about, for goodness sake. Okay, I think it's about time. Stop mucking about. Please now stop.
What have you done to me now? One more track.
And then we're going home together. Stop doing that.
Okay, one more track and then it's Chris Day. And I promise I won't muck around with his program. I promise you, Chris, I won't. How about this one then? Now, this is a strange little ditty. You might recognise it, but you won't recognise the words. Addicted to love? No, addicted to spuds. Yeah, addicted to spuds.
Potato cake, hash brown, and instant flakes, baked or boiled, or french fried, there's no kind you haven't tried. You planned a trip to Idaho just to watch potatoes grow. I understand how you must feel. I can't deny they've got a feel for you, like them whether they're plain or they're stuffed. Oh yeah. Better face the fact that things can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to fudge. Your greasy hands, your salty lips. Looks like you found a chip. Your belly aches, your teeth grind, potato tots would blow your mind, and you don't mind if it comes. You need your fix. I guess you're hooked, and late at night you always dream of bacon bits and sour cream. Whoa, you like them even if they don't be your tough. Oh yeah. Pretty obvious to me. Can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. I'm giving up, it's just no use. Another case of fud abuse. What can I say? What can I do? Potato bug has got me too. Whoa, whoa. I used to hate them, now they're all that I eat. Oh yeah. We've often seen them whip, but they still can't be seen. Now I'm gonna have to face it, I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, I'm addicted to fuzz.
Might as well face it, I'm addicted to fuzz.
Your daughter be having a laugh, aren't you, mate?
I'm trying to have a laugh, I really am here. Anyway, Christy is going to come.
You know, I have unresolved issues.
Yeah, it's Christy.
I come with a lot of emotional baggage. I am so ashamed of my hideous hairy body. I am a mess. I am totally dysfunctional. I am Christy.
That's it, Christy.
Hold on, Badger. You again. Absolutely excellent.
Listening to the hottest hits radio Trinidad was and rip off the and now, ladies and gentlemen, another hour of solid gold
where you're never more than a minute away from music.
Golden memory here, the sensation of benefits.
Well, it's not actually the 70s, it's actually the 80s, the beginning of the 80s, so I've got the wrong thing going. Never mind. Yes, Bachel, once again, well done. You did well in those 5 minutes.
I just love this track, Chris.
Putting it together. Right, you got me for an hour, just a fraction over an hour, and we were all over the place again. Sort of mixture of everything.
Yeah.
change to hear the 12-inch version for a change. Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And Spacer, Sheila B. Devotion. And that's 1980. I did say 1970, but no, the jingle said 1970, but it's actually 1980. Just haven't done my homework, you see. Chuck it together. And away we go. I'm sure someone would have pointed it out anyway. Don't forget, if you want to email us, you can email us on our website if you wish. Go to the three W's, enigma846am.co.uk. So that's enigma846am, all one word, E-N-I-T-M-A, 846am.co.uk. And I would like to see a few emails from time to time. Enigma. Very cold out there. So stay indoors. Stay in the car and keep the heater on. And listen to a little bit of music, which you don't often hear. I was going through my disco library and I thought, ooh, let's play this. I haven't played this for ages. Giorgio Moroder and Harry Faltermeyer, The Chase. And it's actually 13 minutes long, but I will be playing that length on the show today. From 1978. Have a listen to some of this. Which was, well, so long, 13 minutes. I hardly ever played it that length, even in the discos back in the 80s, back in the 70s, not the best though. Giorgio Moroder and Harry Faltermeyer, The Chase. And it's a much bigger hit on the continent than what it was over in Great Britain. Right, a bit of a mixed bag again today, so I'm still working on my Beatles, well not, yeah, it's a sort of compilation of Beatles stuff, not by the Beatles, it's just loads and loads of stuff I had to find in the library and put it together as a show. We're doing a 2-hour show next week, so bear with us, and it should be on the air next week.
Another certified lizard.
Badger? Remember this on Radio Caroline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass.